Okay, my friends. So today, for Mother's Day, we are reading a very special Mother's Day book. And I hope that you will like it as much as I do. And I would also like to say Happy Mother's Day to all of my fellow moms out there. Way to go, girls. And this one's for us. So today's story is called Just Me and My Mom by Mercer Mayer. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? Little man, what's your name? Have you got yourself a name?
The best claw machine player in the world.
The best claw machine player in the world. Well, you never know. You never know who it's going to be with Mommy. Okay. Well, you know what? That's the coolest thing I've heard of in a long time. Wow. You know, friends, every day it's a new adventure with us. So buckle up, because we're also going on a book one. Ready? Okay. We went to the city. Just me and my mom. Mom gave me some money to buy tickets for the train. And in the picture, we can see the little boy and his mom, and they are in, it looks like they're kind of dressed up a little bit. I wonder what's going to happen. I wanted to help Mom get on the train, but the steps were too high, so Mom helped me instead. But when the conductor came by, the tickets were gone, so Mom paid the conductor some more money. Uh-oh, I can see what happened to the tickets. He bought the tickets, but then he dropped them, didn't he, when he was getting on the train? Yeah, if you have to pick up tickets to something, you'd better hold tight to them, don't you think? The city was very busy. I held Mom's hand so she wouldn't be scared. That was very kind of him. If you ever go to a place that's a busy city, you definitely want to hold tight to Mom's hand, because getting lost in a big city is probably no fun at all, don't you think? We went to the Museum of Natural History, and they had rooms full of old dinosaur bones. I picked up a little dinosaur egg to show my mom, but somebody ran up and grabbed it. I wasn't going to hurt it. Oh my. If you ever go into a museum, the things that are on display there usually are do not touch things, unless they have a sign that says feel free to pick it up. But in this case, what does the sign say? Can you see it?
Do not touch.
Do not touch. Yeah, and he did. No wonder the guard came running. Oh my goodness. We must keep our hands to ourselves in museums. I tried on some costumes just for Mom, but the museum guard didn't like that. You see, and he's done it again. Here we are seeing displays that say, do not touch. And here is our kid. He has taken all the costumes off one of the statues. And even though it says, what is this right here? Can you, hands off. He has just helped himself. We don't break rules like that, do we? You gotta be careful. Then we went next door to the aquarium. It looks like maybe they were thrown out, I think. The guard is pointing to the door and making a very upset face at them. So, away they went. There were lots of fish in a big tank of water. That's what an aquarium is, right? Yeah. And then look, we can see there's a frog in the aquarium. That's funny, with all the tropical fish.
They had some seals doing a show, and Mom got mad at me because she couldn't find me. Well, I ran up front to get a closer look at the seals.
Oh, dear. So whenever you go and see a program like this, where you would have animals performing, do you think it's wise to try to participate in the show without permission? No, absolutely not. We want to be called on for something. We don't want to run up and put ourselves in the middle of it because it might not be safe for us or the animals. But I think he's learning, don't you think?
We went to the art museum, but it only had a lot of weird pictures and I was getting tired.
I think maybe she was trying to take him to see a lot of really cool things, his mom.
and he was kind of making some not so great choices. Because let's see, he got in trouble at the Museum of Natural History by touching exhibits. Then he got in trouble at the aquarium for getting involved in their program without permission. And now here at the art museum, what is he doing? What has he done? Yeah, he has pushed something. So in the picture, we can see that there's a beautiful statue, a sculpture that is resting on top of a tall pedestal. And he put his hand up against it and leaned against it and knocked it over and almost looks like maybe he might have broken it too. After that, we went to a very nice restaurant for lunch. We didn't stay though. Oh, I'm afraid to turn the page. Do you want to guess what he does wrong here? Oh, looks like, he brought a frog in. We can see what he did. You're not supposed to take pets into very nice fancy restaurants.
We decided to have a hot dog from a stand. That was more fun anyways. Mom wanted to go to a big store full of dresses and stuff like that. Yuck.
Uh-oh. Now, I have a question. Does it look like he is thinking about how he can make his mom's day better? Or is he thinking about maybe himself?
Himself.
Yeah. If he was thinking about his mom's day and how he could make her day better, what could he do instead? Instead of saying yuck to her shopping, maybe he could say, that sounds like fun. I'll come in and watch. And then he could have helped her pick out dresses or something.
Mom even made me try on some new clothes. She bought me a new suit. Some guy measured me and stuck pins all over my clothes. We passed by the toys and I found a stuffed animal I always wanted. But Mom said, it's time to go.
Oh dear. I can see why he might want that. It's a very nice looking but very big looking bear. It also looks like it might have been a very expensive bear. But remember, when we go out with our parents, we always want to be kind, right? And make sure that we show them that we respect them. Yeah, if it's your special day, then yes. But I think this might have been his mom's day, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. We took a taxi to the train station, and I got to ride in the front seat. And the taxi driver drove real fast, and that was cool. I let Mom buy the tickets this time. She said she didn't have enough money to buy more tickets if these got lost. Good idea, Mom.
Oh, boy.
We had fun, just me and my mom. I even stayed awake all the way home. Well, almost.
And then it looks like he might have drifted off to sleep. But you know what I think? I think he had a very good day with his mom, and I think that seems like a dream day to me. I mean, going to a museum, and then an aquarium, and then another museum, and then a fancy lunch, and then, shopping in the afternoon? That's a win-win day, huh? Yeah. And I'm sure you would be a really good companion, and so would everyone else who's listening, right? Yeah. And that, my friends, is to all of us moms who wish we were having that day. Happy Mother's Day!
Worst day.
Best day.
No, worst day because the kid wrecked him.
Oh, but you know what though? Even if he did wreck things a little bit, I think she was still a very happy mom because she got to spend it with him. What do you think about that? We don't really care. We just love our kids. And that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.